and welcome to Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh.
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
Nope. And we're here with a very special episode.
You always call them special episodes at the beginning. They're all special.
Yeah, it's a little running joke I have. Any Clone High fans out there getting my extremely obscure Clone High reference can appreciate that.
I don't know what Clone High is. Was it a book?
No, it was a cartoon show, like series.
On UPN?
No, I learned about this later on. I forget what channel it was on. It was like one season.
Uh-huh.
And just they called every episode a very special episode.
Oh. Well, you know, they all are special.
They are. And so is this one.
This one, they're all special. This one's just weird.
Well, you gotta mix it up. What, we did Friends of Riddles Raymond? We gotta fucking be weird, right?
Yeah, this is probably the episode with the least amount of things I actually could fuck.
In real life. But we're gonna dip into fantasy life for a little bit here.
Alright, so let's let them in on it. Let's let all of them that didn't read what it was before clicking on it in on what we're doing.
Doing kitchen appliances.
Just the people that, like, cover their eyes and, like, click around on their computer till they hit our podcast because they don't want it surprise for them in case we do any hilarious banter.
About it.
That's going to reveal what it is.
Or Clone High. Yeah.
A reference shows nobody watched.
Some people watch that.
I guess. Probably. You're probably going to get... You know, I wish we would get a lot of hate mail about how I didn't see Clone High. Everyone knows about it. No, we get no mail. It's the emptiest. I don't even check our Gmail. Maybe I do have mail. I think I haven't checked in a while. I should check our... I told people to email us if they have any suggestions, and then I don't check it ever.
I didn't know we had an email for the show.
We do. It's whowouldyoudopodcast@gmail.com.
Fuck, we got to check that email.
Email us suggestions, because we're doing kitchen appliances. Clearly, we're running out of topics.
That's not why. We're doing it because it's awesome.
But it was a funny joke.
Okay.
We're doing it because it's weird, and the weird ones do well.
That's right. Rugrats. Big hit.
I don't know. We might be going a little too weird.
No, this is good. It draws curiosity.
Because people, I've always wondered which kitchen appliances
would fuck. Didn't you see Brave Little Toaster?
I did. I did.
So there
I was
you
thinking,
go.
When we started talking about this, I was thinking about that movie.
Depressing fucking movie.
It was like the saddest kids movie ever.
A character dies. I forget which character it is, but I think a lamp, it like dies. It's very upsetting.
And then it's like that dinosaur movie where the dinosaur's mom died.
Yeah, right. Opening scene. I got no Land Before Time.
Land Before Time.
Yeah.
Land Before Time. And then Bambi.
Lots of character deaths. And just like...
In Lion King, they keep killing all our... But Lion King's all upbeat and stuff.
It gets dark there for a little bit.
In Lion King?
Yeah.
Well, the dad dies.
Yeah. My sister used to watch that movie every day. Like,
I feel like Simba didn't get, like, fucked up enough from it.
He did.
Was like, his dad died, then he was all like, Hakuna Matata.
Well, he's a lion. He doesn't have a movie. I think lion's fathers die all the time. It's just an animal. He's probably happy. Great. I can take over the pride later. It'll be much easier.
Now I'm the king.
Otherwise, he would have just matured and then killed Mufasa. That's how the lions work. Lion society is really fucked up. Did you know this?
No.
It's because, you know...
I'm real into lions. I have, like, a whole thing about lions. Go on with your lion society. Maybe I'll tell my lion thing later.
Well, you know that... So it's the prides, right? And there's the main guy, like Mufasa, and then it's, like, 30 women... But then if it's like a 1-to-30 ratio of the guys being in charge. So if you're anywhere from like the not most strong lion, even if you're like number two lion, you have to go hang out with all other dude lions. And the other dude lions that don't have a pride just wander around by themselves, like in threes or fours. And they're just like very lonely.
So like, they're just like nerds.
Yeah. It's they're like the ultimate, bachelors. Like they'd never get laid. Every once in a while, they'll find
their buddies.
Right. They'll, like, find a pride, and then one will try to fight the main lion, and if they win, then they'll take it over. Otherwise, they'll go back to, like, kicking it.
So it's like, lions like the Mormons of the animal kingdom.
Yeah, they never really explain that. If Mormons, like, old school Mormons had their way with, like, the...
Maybe the Mormons are all like, we're going to be, like, lions. We're going to be king of this jungle.
That's what the whole... Yeah, Mormonism is actually just trying to be, like, lions.
Okay, we've offended Jews, we've offended Mormons on this show now. just keep getting the list going.
There are definitely Jews listening to this. There's no Mormons listening to our podcast.
We don't know that. Might be a whole family of, like, 30 Mormons
listening to a sex podcast.
What is the sex? Who would they do? Hope nobody. Every Mormon guest on the show. None of them. None of them unless I'm supported and married.
I also wouldn't drink coffee. So yeah, so we're doing kitchen appliances.
Yep.
And
we're gonna try.
Yeah, just pretend like you're in the Brave Little Toaster universe.
Okay, here's a good question. Did not think of this before. What kitchen appliances would we be?
Right, you gotta really. So like, I don't know. You'd be like the trash can, right?
You know, that was
accurate.
It's really mean.
What would I be?
Be the
think of a bitchy appliance. Can you do it?
You would be a
piece of dead time on a podcast.
Piece of dead time on a podcast. Be just I don't know. I have no idea what you'd be.
Be a microwave, I think.
Microwave?
Burns things, knows about technology.
You'd just be something that's like really loud and annoying.
Microwave is loud and annoying.
Microwave, loud, a tea kettle.
It's dinging all the time.
Just tea kettle, you'd be sitting there, you'd be getting pissed off, and little by little, getting hotter and hotter, and you'd go, that's what you are. You're a tea kettle.
Okay, fine.
Just boiling. Listening to you. That's what you sound like when you get real mad and stuff. You just hear, like, you're like, Josh, no, get out of
here. Okay, fine. You wouldn't be a trash can. You would be, you know what you'd be? Is the, what's that griller called?
The George Foreman
griller?
Yeah,
you'd be the George Foreman griller.
I'd be the George, why?
Hey, I'm only good for barbecues. It's like, hey, do you want a delicious snack? We don't want to work very hard. Come on over to the George Foreman griller.
I think I would be a fridge.
You think you'd be the cool guy?
Because I'm really cool.
Interested in food?
Cool and full of food.
But the fridge is also like the captain of the kitchen appliances.
I feel like I'm a captain of our kitchen. I've definitely had the most influence on the state of our kitchen.
That's true. Yeah, the fridge is the leader. The oven is like the mother figure.
It's like the fridge is like where all the stuff that's lying around in the kitchen is from. And it's like all that stuff that's lying around in the kitchen is also from me.
Right.
So I would be the fridge.
Okay, fine. Then I maintain, if you get to pick fridge, then I'm the microwave.
Yeah, but you didn't think tea kettle was accurate?
You didn't think trash can was accurate? I think that's very accurate.
Was mean.
Because your description of tea kettle was nothing but polite.
Wait, so what did you say you wanted to be?
I'm the microwave.
The microwave, that's right. Why do you want to be the microwave?
Because it is useful, it's kind of annoying, but it's also, like, technology-oriented. It's smart.
You may have brought radiation into our house.
But not guaranteed. I mean, I literally work in a very dangerous lab. There's all sorts of chemicals all over this. I don't wash my clothes, like, before I come home.
Explains a lot.
If anyone gets cancer at any point that's been in this apartment, you can just blame it on me.
I don't know if that's true. You can maybe blame it on me. I hope that's not something we have to blame on anyone at any point.
That's true.
It'd be a good not blaming it on. Good thing not to have to blame on anyone.
No. Okay, so I'm the microwave, you're the fridge.
All right.
And so now, let me ask you though, how do you feel about the oven? I feel like the oven's female. It's like your opposite.
Oven's hot.
It's going to melt all your shit.
Oven's hot.
Oven's super hot.
Oven's super hot.
Oven's like 400 degrees hot.
Ooh. I mean, like, by virtue of the oven, like, being the hot appliance, like, gotta go, yeah.
That makes sense why I'm the microwave, though, because the microwave is, like, the feminist.
Yeah, it could be warm. It
could be warm. But
well,
you don't get to control it.
The oven, I think the lowest setting in the oven is like you don't want to be in there.
No. Listeners, don't go inside the oven.
There's no like, oh, let's just turn on the oven and...
There's no chilling.
Chill inside of it for a little while. But like in a realistic sense, like how would I have sex with an oven? As a refrigerator, I could, but I'm talking about as there are kitchen appliances we could have sex with.
So is just warming up your dick in the oven not sexy? Is that what you're trying to say to me?
Just put my dick in at bare minimum 250 degrees of heat.
I thought you guys were just interested in vaginas because they're a warm place.
And just make sure it doesn't go anywhere near any of the metal stuff in there.
Oh my god.
I'm a fridge, and then the oven and me are like totally getting it on. I'm really getting it on with the freezer, but the freezer's on top, so I'm not.
Always.
Oh, the freezer always on
top. No, we on bottom, some of them, if you get a new one.
Get a new one.
A little shelf.
What? Yeah, those bottom ones. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to bend down for that.
No. You want your ice cream on the floor? Is that what you want? Are we fucking barbarians?
But as a refrigerator, yes, I would have sex with the oven.
Okay.
As a human, we're going to answer as a refrigerator and as like a really fucked up human.
But as a really
fucked up, like sexually, like out of control human. So as a really fucked up, sexually out of control human, I'm going to give it a no.
Okay.
Despite my out of control sexual problem.
Okay.
But as a refrigerator, yes, definitely. Right. That's the grab of the kitchen.
Well, you see, that's why I'm the microwave.
Although the kitchen is the oven is also the older woman.
Yeah.
Because it's like the one that's been around the block and the microwave comes in, it's like the new hot thing.
She's the feminist.
It's the new hot thing. It's in the kitchen.
The microwave is like, look, oven, you don't have to do that to yourself. You can be above all these things. You cook them at whatever, you can use a power level just as strong as a man. The
microwave is like, I'm above you. I'm above you. Don't even look at me. I'm above you. I'm better than you.
I rotate.
Oh, how long did it take you to cook that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I did it in 30 seconds. but the oven doesn't really love you.
The microwave. No.
The microwave is like the bitchy hotter girl, but the oven's the one that like takes care of you.
Well, the microwave only loves popcorn.
You can cook popcorn on the stove.
Yeah. Well, the oven has a stove too. That's pretty good.
Do we count the stove as part of the oven? The stove can be separate. No, stove is separate.
Separate?
Just light my balls on fire. That's the option of having sex with the stove. As the crazy sexually charged person, having sex with the stove is the worst.
Okay, well, as a crazy sexually charged person then, what would you want to fuck?
Okay, well, as a crazy sexually charged person, I could fuck, the paper towels. Maybe. It's a little... I feel like the hole is a little
Wait,
small.
Do you mean inside, the cardboard
hole,
thing?
The cardboard hole. I'm saying, that's... It seems a little tight. But, oh, my God. Gotta get one, extra wide.
Right.
Extra wide, soap.
Fuck soap?
I mean, you know, it's not going to be... Ultimately, you want to hear something kind of gross but funny about soap?
Okay.
First time I masturbated, I used soap. I was, little and...
But you knew that, you needed a lube somehow.
I don't know how I figured it out.
It was because of that fucking HBO TV in your room.
Oh, yeah,
because
I had that HBO shit. They're always, putting, goo. And I'm like, oh, God, where can I find some goo? And then all of a sudden,
It just stings, right?
It stung, and I was like, oh, what did I do? Oh, my God.
That's the feeling of God watching you masturbate.
It was like God's wrath was upon me. I had, sinned. I was very terrified after I first came, because it felt amazing and, blew my mind, but it was also, it was stinging like crazy.
Wait, so
I
started
soap.
To sting at first, or only sting after you came?
I was real into it. I finished.
Okay, so it stung at the beginning, and you're like, well, we're already here.
I forged through it.
Good.
But I stopped with soap after that. I only did it once with soap. And then I learned the things I was supposed to use.
Somewhere there's someone that's really into that.
Into the soap?
Soap as lube.
There's just someone that's doing it. And then they don't know why their penis stings. I can't figure out why it stings.
I didn't know this before I started doing open mics, but then I'd go to them and there'd be all these bits about male comedians, growing up in fucking couches. Is that a thing that everyone does if you're a boy?
No, I've never fucked a couch.
I would hear, but you must have friends that have done
it. But as a crazy sexually charged lunatic, like, yes, a couch would be on my list. The couch would be, like, a number one on my, like, crazy sexually charged lunatic
thing. It's just because it's in between the cushions. Is that the appeal?
Especially if you have, like, a leather couch, I figure.
It's like an old woman.
Like, you have, like, a leather couch. No, you have a leather couch. Like, we put some baby oil inside. Like,
oh, God. You're going to ruin your couch.
You ruin your couch, but you, or you make it better. It depends on who you are.
Oh, my God.
If we're this crazy sex freak, we make it better. All right, so you only, okay, so wait, and other things I could have sex with, like a cup?
A cup?
Like one of our, you know, not super wide cups.
That sounds terrible.
Well, none of this sounds, like, ideal.
What about a sponge?
It's not like we're talking about any of this. I'm like, ooh, this is a good idea.
What about a sponge?
Later when Robin and
Dave
are...
I feel like a sponge is a good idea.
A sponge is a cigar. Like, fuck.
A wet sponge. Not a dry sponge.
Still, a wet sponge is going to feel... I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, like, yes. As this crazy sex person, the sponge is up there.
And then it has the pubes on the other side, the green part of the pubes.
The sponge is up there, but as, like, a regular person, there's nothing we're going to talk about today that's going to get me, like, thinking, we can't wait for Dave and Robin to leave tomorrow.
Good.
So I can fuck the stove.
Good. Well, yeah, and then I guess there's a lot more options for me as a crazy sexually charged person.
Okay, yeah, as a crazily sexually charged, there's options where you could be like, well, wait till Dave and Josh leave.
Well, the handle of a lot of things, I guess.
Like, the handle of, like, anything.
I don't trust our apartment. It's so filthy.
I mean, like a knife, you'd have to use the back of a knife.
Oh, my God.
And then you'd be playing a dangerous game. That's like someone with herpes, but you're just trying to, like, make sure you stay right on the condom.
Oh, yeah, let's tell our good jokes from last night. Last night we went to a 20s party, a Great Gatsby party.
Oh, yeah, we went to a Great Gatsby party. It was super fun.
Josh came up with a good line.
Oh, my Great Gatsby. I don't know, I'll try to do it in my 1920s voice. I'm going to try. I have a sore throat today from the party last night. I don't really go out and party that much, so I overdid it. But, yeah, I like my woman like I like my movies. Silent.
And then I had my other line in that same form. It said, I like my herpes like I like my 20s, roaring.
I didn't remember that. I was so drunk.
All right, well, then let's not... I mean, there's really just terrible options for the actual as a crazy person.
No, but I'm saying you have, like, the better options. Like, you know, spoon.
I guess.
Like, ladle.
Ladle? Like, who do you think I am?
Turn around, like, the back of a ladle. I feel like there's, like one of those mush things. Like, like when you know that cup and you have the stick that, like, you mush, like, crushed garlic with. That's like a great little, like, penis
thing. I guess,
thing
well, we, our kitchen is not fancy enough to have one of those.
We don't think people's kitchens. like wealthy people's kitchens.
That's called, kitchens. Like, mortar and pestle, right?
Mortar and pestle, yeah. You could do the mortar. Or the pestle. I'm not sure which one is which.
Unclear.
You could even do some of the things like I could do. You could do, like, the sink faucet.
Sounds like so much work.
You'd have to be, like, real acrobatic sex freak. You're a gymnast and your boss doesn't let you see any... Your coach doesn't let you see any guys. So you just get home,
God.
You go to the kitchen, you just fuck everything.
You do the back end of a cup.
The back end of a cup. Ugh.
That sounds dangerous. My God, when I was the first, like, graphic, I guess pornographic image I ever saw was my enemy in elementary school.
Your enemy in elementary school?
It was this girl who later on became my enemy, but she showed me this picture. It was like when the internet was, like, brand new. I don't even know if it was the internet. It was maybe, like, an email or something. And it was a picture of a woman with a mason jar up her lady part. It was extremely upsetting.
And you were in elementary school?
Yeah.
Oh.
She had older brothers that showed us that. It was terrible.
Oh, God.
What's the most, like, disturbing internet video like that you saw?
I mean, there's the classic most disturbing internet video of all time.
With the two girls, one cup?
Yeah.
And I always avoided that one.
Good job. Just, like, stay away from it.
Yeah. It's supposed it's like, to be it's fake,
like,
though, right?
It's like, I forget, you probably haven't. Probably was referenced, probably falling on deaf ears. Have you seen Grizzly Man?
And I know about it.
All right, there's a scene in Grizzly Man where the woman who is, like, who, like, loved the grizzly man that got killed by the bears.
Right.
But, like, wasn't his girlfriend, but, like, probably had, like, a huge thing for him.
Wait, they weren't going out? The one that also got eaten by bears?
No, she did. I'm saying this other woman that has the tape of the bears killing them, but has never watched it. And, like, Herzog, like, listens to it, and he's like, you should never listen to this.
Right.
It will be the white elephant in the room for the rest of your life.
Oh, my God.
And that's what Two Girls, One Cup is for you. Don't ever watch it. It will be the purple elephant on the internet for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, the internet's the worst of that kind of stuff. Oh. I saw this picture of a woman who got her ears cut off and her eyes cut off and her nose cut off and her tongue cut off because she slept with another man in the Middle East. Where you can do whatever you want to women.
Oh my God.
It was very upsetting.
Why did you see that? Why did you look at that?
It was on Pinterest. I was looking at like holiday decorations and like ways to craft like cookies. Oh. That's why I decided I don't trust Pinterest anymore.
Tell you that it's just so messed up over there.
Yeah. It's real fucked. Like my one comedian friend said, it's like the Bible is still happening.
It's like the Crusades just never ended.
Yeah.
Boring that I'm the fridge.
Okay.
The refrigerator.
Right. Well, like you say, he seems like a cool guy. And I guess in this situation, there's no fear of him abandoning you because they're bolted to the floor. So it's not like you can really have a one-night stand, but that also means you're kind of, you're really, what it is, it's like a workplace romance.
Some of them are not bolted into the floor, they just have a weight problem. So you're like, it's a really cool guy, but it's like a really cool fat guy.
Right, he weighs like 900 pounds.
It's like John Goodman. It's like, you really want to hang out with John Goodman, but are you trying to have sex with John Goodman?
Do I really want to hang out with
just
John Goodman?
Just stuffed with food. See, for me, like, having sex with the fridge, the girl fridge, like, no, she's like way cold and just removed.
Well, the stove is also super heavy.
Stove's also sued the stove. I'm not having sex with the stove.
You're marrying the stove.
I'm not marrying the stove. As
the fridge.
The oven.
The oven.
Well, I guess the stove is the hottest of all of them.
Is the microwave hotter? No.
You know, the stove is fire. What's hotter than fire? Do things get hotter than fire? You would know this. You're a chemist.
Things get hotter than fire.
Like really hot fire?
Like a really hot fire is hotter than fire.
Like an extra hot fire?
Look, that's not... What type of chemistry I do, okay? You shouldn't expect me to know some kind of heat.
Robin, just like, your boss is going to listen to this and that's it, you're done.
Like, God damn it, Robin.
How does she not know it gets hotter than fire?
Tuesday, we were talking
fire's
about
fire's only 373 degrees Kelvin in this way. Yeah, how little I know about anything.
Well, Kelvin is good. That's a good terminology.
Yeah, it's true. You heard it here first, people.
Kelvins.
Josh knows about Kelvin.
So the fridge seems like a cool guy. Although I think maybe I'd be more into... The sink, you know, he's clean.
The sink's not clean. The sink's full of...
The sink would be clean if he could.
The dishwasher.
Dishwasher is super responsible.
The dishwasher's like that boring guy that like does everything you tell it.
Right, yeah, because the dishwasher doesn't really do anything besides...
You know, it doesn't make you work.
Right.
You know, you end up hanging out with the sink more because the sink actually makes you like work for it.
That's right.
The sink's that girl that's like, no, you're not just going to have me. You're going to have
you
to
have
do,
to work. Yeah, you it's a partnership.
Where the dishwasher's like, yeah, just put it on. Put it in me. Just put it in me.
It's fine.
Please,
it's fine.
Just put it in me.
Leave me like this for a month. It's fine. But the microwave and the sink are kind of enemies. Not enemies, but they don't need each other at all. Because whatever you put in the microwave doesn't need. You just throw it away. It's like having like frozen food and stuff.
If you put plates in the microwave.
I guess, yeah.
And burn your hands on
maybe
them.
The microwave is kind of trashy. Like, she's not as good. No one wants to go to the restaurant to see the microwave.
Yeah, the microwave has, like some sort of VD going on. Because, like, it's radiation. I feel like I don't trust microwaves. I don't trust food coming out of microwaves.
Yet that's all that you eat.
Yeah, that's all I eat.
That's like, all I eat.
Hot Pockets and stuff.
Yeah, I guess I'd be into the sink. The sink seems good. Dish rack is, like, the worst, though. Dish rack, you don't want the dish rack coming to the party.
You don't even need the dish rack. People don't even have one. I'm surprised we do.
It's barely useful.
All right. All right, you ready to wrap this one up?
To end this weird one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only so much we could talk about having sex with kitchen appliances.
You know, sometimes the weird ones work out. Sometimes weird ones are just weird.
Yeah, they're all pretty weird. Okay, so for you, you could have sex with a knife.
Ooh. Wait, this is me or the microwave? Me.
You can give both answers.
Okay.
A dish rack. Or a blender.
Oh, no. Well,
if the blender's on.
The blender's on. I think I'd probably have to go out. If I was the microwave, I'd marry the blender. He seems like, you know, he has some options, does some cool stuff. The knife would, like, cheat on you 100%. He's not trustworthy. And the dish rack is just too boring. Me as a person would probably have to go back end of the knife. Because, I mean, the dish rack is, like, huge. There's no...
So you're going to marry the back end of the knife. Well, how are you going to have sex with the dish rack?
Oh. Wait, oh, wait. From the microwave, I marry the blender, I have sex with the knife, and I kill the dish rack.
How come you're getting married to the blender?
Because he's... Well, I'm not marrying the dish rack. He's boring.
You know, you could... You know, what I was thinking of... If I were a girl and blender was one of my options, blender, you don't have to actually put like the blending things up there. You could use the vibrations of the blender.
I didn't even think about that.
Which would make it the best one for you, right?
I guess. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Although it's extremely loud. I'm pretty sure you and Dave would know.
Obviously, you don't have my sick mind, Robin. I've actually figured out how to have sex with a lot of things in our kitchen in this episode.
And I will be now bleaching everything in our kitchen before I use it.
All right, so
for you.
Throw it at me.
All right, so I'm going to give you... let's say you get sponge and the... oven/stove, and also toaster oven.
Sponge, oven/stove.
Toaster oven.
And toaster oven.
If you're the fridge.
If I'm the fridge. Well, I'm marrying the oven.
Okay.
You know, it's
reliable.
It's mature. It knows what it's doing. It feels like the yin to my yang.
Okay.
You know, it's opposites attract. That's like, I'm the thing that keeps things cool. It's the thing that keeps things warm. So we're marrying. I feel like the toaster oven's going to be nice. It's going to be really tight.
It's the oven's hotter sister.
It's the oven's hotter sister. Yeah, that I'm like sleeping with on the side. And the sponge, like, what do I care about a sponge?
Aww.
I have no use for it. I have nothing.
Why would I clean anything?
Yeah. The fridge. Josh, the person, sees the toaster oven as being very dangerous. See, the oven is being pretty dangerous. I'm going to have to kill the toaster oven, for sure.
Whoa, okay.
I'm going to have to marry... the oven stove. Because it can do things for me. Like, you get a lot of features in that oven stove. You know, I can use it for other things besides sex.
Okay.
And I guess I'll just fuck the sponge.
Yeah.
Because it's like the most actually fuckable thing that you listed.
I still feel like you could have sex with a sponge and be fine.
Well, I'll let you know. Note to self, don't use the sponge.
Yeah. All right, goodbye.
Bye.